Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My motion's yes. We're in open session at this time.
Your front pocket.
All right. At this time, next item on the agenda is personnel appointment. Mr. Cole?
It's times like this that the rest of the councilmen look to me for leadership and direction for the future. I mean, I've been here the longest.
Mr. President, I make a motion we adjourn.
The rest of them, I got the floor. The rest of them can't hold a candle to my...
Read the deal, come on.
But anyway, I do have a motion. I hereby move that effective November 1, 2006, County Council appoint David B. Baker as County Administrator for the remainder of his current term as Director of Finance, which renewed on February 11th, 2006, for a term of 3 years ending on February 11th, 2009. I didn't write this. At the end of, at an annual salary of $110,000 and $554. $110,544. Beginning November 1, 2006, for the remainder of fiscal year 2007, provided that he, if he terminates prior to the end of this term, he shall provide 6 months written notice of his intent to terminate his employment.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Cole. You did an outstanding job. I know that's why
I
we
do. I do appreciate your admiration.
Thank you, George.
A motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to appoint David Baker as County Administrator Elect.
County Administrator effective November 1.
Okay. As the motion is stated, it's on the record there. Questions? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, and I'll just give a couple comments here. I've sat next to Dave for many, many years. I thought it was important to have some continuity. I think that we had four good applicants. Hal's here with us today, and two others were very good. It was a very tough, difficult situation, but there's a lot on the table with County Council at this point. And sometimes a smooth progression to like the next generation or whatever it is Mr. Stickles is named his budget after. But I think it's important that we continue on. And Dave has sat here, even though maybe he hasn't actually participated maybe in a lot of the details, but he's heard all the issues. He's listened to the debates. He's listened to the crazy personalities of the five councilmen. And probably that in itself will be a real take a master to be able to balance this and juggle this or whatever you want to call it. But Dave has heard the arguments, heard the issues, and has a sense of where we all come from and what we appreciate. And I think he'll do a very good job. And congratulations. Now he'll be owing me something.
We're not done yet. Mr. Phillips.
It's only one vote.
It's always good to be first. Ruth Ann Miller said that one time.
Mr. Phillips.
I think Dave Baker will provide seamless transition, which is very important at this point in time. We have a land use revision coming up. We have a number of key personnel who are reaching retirement age, and having someone with Dave Baker's experience at the helm is going to allow this county to continue to succeed. I'd have to agree that the other applicants, is the top four that were publicized, all were very worthy. I would hope that each of those folks would find a place in our county government. I think they all bring great strengths to the table, and I'm looking forward to the next phase that we're going to enjoy here in Sussex County.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. I again have to agree with my colleagues that, you know, we had four people, very, very well qualified. Some were in certain areas were certainly more qualified than others. I didn't think ever why I was here as an elected official that I'd ever have to worry about replacing Mr. Stickles. I thought he was going to be like an old dog. We'd just have to take him out and get rid of him, you know, someday.
It was still possible.
And I think, you know, another thing, I'm glad, Dave, you certainly have my support 100%. And I said, I feel sorry for you. I have to sit down next to George for all those years. My God, at least you'll get on this end and be able to learn something.
it'll be a trip into darkness.
But I do appreciate staff, and I think you know, I think it really, you know, it is going to be a smooth transition because Dave's been here from day one and lived through some of the growing pains and some of the issues that we've all had to deal with. Myself, not as much as others, but Dave, congratulations, and, you know, give him hell, man. Thanks.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
It's difficult to find something different to say what the previous council have already said, but I want to thank Hal and RLUs and Kathy. Y'all know who the four that we interviewed. They all four were very outstanding candidates, and I think that probably we could have picked either one of the four, and they would have done a good job. However, with the number of people that we have in the senior management that are going to be retiring, this is the first decision that we'll be making in the next couple years of many, as you see that. And there will be many people that will be moved around into different positions as we start working with Mr. Baker to make this transition in November. So some people don't adapt to change very well. Others accept it very well. So there will be some new faces. People moved around, and you're going to see that. So I hope that we'll have your cooperation. We might not always make the right decision, but, you know, let's be able to sit down and talk about it, and I'm sure we'll move the county to the next generation or the next level. To Mr. Baker, I've watched him in the years I've been here, and certainly with his longevity that he's been here, he was the he knows everything about the county, and I think he'll be a fair administrator as well as the one that's retiring has been. And I've enjoyed my time working with Mr. Stickles. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure it won't be the last time we'll see him. But in Bob's aging process, I hope in many years of happy retirement. I noticed a while ago he's getting really ball-headed on top.
Let's throw some cut. Is it a roast?
So again, I want to thank all the candidates, and to Mr. Baker, I look forward in supporting and working with you, and to the ones that are here, we'll have some good times together, I'm sure. My vote is yes.
Mr. Dukes votes yes. I'm going to try to summarize what each one of my colleagues said, and I've had lots of phone calls, we all have, about how he was going through the process, and just so everybody would understand, we wanted to be as fair as possible. And I'll just summarize that, and I wrote my comments down. Recently, at the end of a night council meeting, Mr. Stickles asked to read a prepared statement. This time, we all knew that it was a serious note, not one of Mr. Stickles' jokes. He told us of his intended retirement as of November the 1st, 2006. We as a council begin thinking the proper way to search for his replacement. Mr. Stickles' shoes are extra large, even though his feet are very small. We immediately agree to this decision should be non-political and made by all councilmen. Sussex County government has become a large business and is run like one. After elections, politics do not really play a part as much anymore in county government. This is a change from the early birth of our county council in 1683. We contacted as a council our personnel director, Dennis Cordry, and county attorney, Jen Griffith, seeking their advice. Executive sessions were held to establish our process in replacing Mr. Stickles. Each councilman was asked to independently submit a list of questions for each applicant that they would be asked. Extensive advertising nationwide brought us 18 applications. Reviewing these, each councilman scored them, and we shortlisted to 6 people. Our independent results were given to Mr. Cordry, and he tallied up the results, and we were again shortlisted into 4 applicants. The top 4 applicants were from Sussex County and were asked to come in for interviews. Again, each councilman confidentially scored each one and turned their scores over to Mr. Cordry again. As president of this council, I feel the process was fair and thorough from the beginning to the completion today. All 4 of the shortlisted applicants were very qualified and each brought different talents to the table. At this time, we can only hire an administrator and believe that Mr. Baker will keep the ship afloat, and no one should see we have even changed captains. To Mr. Baker, we look forward to working it together and move the county to the next level. To those 3 applicants that were interviewed but not selected, we want to thank you for your interest in Sussex County. To all those helped us get here today, we want to say thank you to all of you. We would like to thank Mr. Stickles for his many years of dedicated leadership and hard work he has given to Sussex County. Thank you does not seem sufficient. However, we wish him great success in his golden years of retirement, and he leaves us with many, 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 many memories. Maybe a book will be forthcoming that could be a bestseller. We all could write a chapter. Congratulations, Dave Baker. My vote is yes. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, Mr. Nichols.
I'd like to remind you of a vote that took place June 14th, 1988. Bruce Pringle was there. I know he was there. Another Republican nominated me. He shortly thereafter, the Republicans have only had majority control for 2 years of the county council, 1986 to 1988. A Republican nominated me for county council, just like they did for Dave. The next election, he was immediately voted out of office. Mr. Cole, that'd give you something to think about.
Are you leading up that this really was a joke bomb?
No.
It backfired on you?
Everyone who voted for me is now dead.
You'll see, that bodes well for my health.
And those who voted against me stayed in office, Mr. Cole.
There was other reasons.
We will see if the curse follows.
I knew him when he was 12 years old.
At this time, Mr. Baker, do you have any comments?
Yes, I would just like to thank the county council, each of you individually. I appreciate it. I'm humbled and honored to be selected. I know you had some excellent candidates from the four that I'm aware of. And I look forward to working with the county council and our excellent staff and department heads in the future. And of course, I look forward to working with Bob in the next few months to learn as much as I can about the job and try to move ahead. And I know his shoes are big to fill. He's done an excellent job, and I hope to be able to continue the progress that the council and Bob has achieved. And I do sincerely appreciate your support and trust and that you've shown me, and yeah, as you have today and over the years. And thank you.
Right. Chip is here for the media. Chip is here. I do. Rob, stand up. Dave's son, Rob's here. Stand up. Dave is a single parent. Wife Sandy has left him. She's in Florida.
That's cool. Dave, one thing you're going to have to do is go to Dell Tech, I guess, and take up joke telling. I think that might be Stickles will brief you on that, and Mr. Stickles.
I think his first order of business is figure out what we do with Dan Kramer.
How to get that in. All right. With that, gentlemen.
Okay. Motion. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor.
Adjourn quick.
Run. Okay, we're adjourning.
Welcome on board. Look out for poison.
Entertained. Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to adjourn at 1:40 hours. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both of them stand in adjourn.
Perfect.
Hey, Hal.